Throughout Lent, our theme has been walking with the Lord. Last evening for Maundy Thursday, the theme was sitting with the Lord as we sat at the Lord's table and listened to what Jesus had to say to us. Love one another. Tonight's theme is dying with the Lord. Paul wrote in Galatians chapter 2, I have been crucified with Christ. My life is no longer central because it is Christ who lives in me. What a powerful statement of faith. I have been crucified with Christ. That means that we die to sin. When we die to sin, we reject sin. We reject evil. We reject injustice. We reject hatred. We reject wrongdoing. Dying with the Lord also means dying to self. My life is not what's central. Life isn't all about my will. Dying with Christ means to adopt the prayer and the attitude that Jesus prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane. He prayed to God, "Thy will be done." Dying with the Lord means to align my will with God's will. Dying with the Lord, being crucified with Christ, means to sacrifice for others. The mission of Jesus was to love others, to bring God's love to people, and to bring us back to God. As his disciples, his mission becomes our mission. We're called to bring God's love to others, to sacrifice for others. We receive God's love, and then we give God's love to others. A month and a half ago, just before Lent, I introduced a theme in a sermon, the pit. I've referred to it several times during Lent. It's a phrase that appears about 125 times in the Bible. The pit means the lowest places we find ourselves. We've all experienced the pit in some form or other. I just sang a song where I quoted Jesus saying, "There's no greater love than to die for another's sin." Well, today we're faced with the reality of the cross where he did die for our sins. And the reality of the cross is this: there's no greater pit than the crucifixion of Jesus. Here's where I love the old translation of the Apostles' Creed. He descended into hell. Jesus descended into the pit of hell for us. Again, at some time or other, we've all been there. As his disciples, every difficulty, every trouble, every pit is dying with the Lord. On the cross, Jesus took upon himself the sins, the difficulties, the troubles of the whole world. Jesus took upon himself every pit that we've ever gone through or will go through. Why? As I sang, it was for love. Jesus died so that we would have life now. Jesus died in love for us so that we would have life for all eternity. I think about the one who was literally crucified with him on that Good Friday, the thief on the cross who asked Jesus, "Remember me." Jesus replied, "You will be with me in paradise." Jesus is saying to him and to us, "You will be with me in eternal life." That thief was dying with the Lord. When we die with Christ, we will also live with Christ. This is our faith. Jesus takes all of our difficulties, our troubles, our trials, our pits, past, present, and to come, and says to us, "In all this time, I will be with you." There's an old story about a person who finds himself in a literal pit. A passerby looks down and sees this suffering person in the pit and says, "Oh, I'll pray for you," and walks on by. Another passerby looks down and says, "Oh, let me give you a word of advice on how to climb out of pits." He makes a couple suggestions and then walks on by. Still another passes by and looks down and says, "Oh my, what a predicament you're in. Let me share with you some reasons why you shouldn't be down in that pit. You shouldn't be down there. You need to avoid such pits." And after a long religious lecture, he walks by. And then Jesus walks by. He looks down and he sees the person suffering in the pit. And Jesus jumps into the pit to be with the person in pain and suffering. That's who Jesus is. He comes to us and is with us in every difficult trial, trouble, and jumps into our lives and jumps into our hearts and is always with us. So when we're in the pit, we're never alone. The Lord is always with us. Even if our minds don't know it or believe it, even if our hearts don't feel it, He is with us. Because to be crucified with Christ, to be dying with the Lord, means that Christ lives within us. Christ living in our souls means that we can be saturated with forgiveness. Our souls can be saturated with shalom, peace. Our souls become saturated with hope. Dying with the Lord means that our souls become saturated with life. We receive a foretaste of the eternal life even now. Dying with Christ means that death is never the end. Our Lenten theme has been walking with the Lord. Last evening was sitting with the Lord. Tonight is dying with the Lord. Spoiler alert, on the third day after the dying, our theme is going to be rising with the Lord. Let us pray. Think in your hearts and minds of every difficulty, every trouble, every pit that you and those you love are going through. Lift up these difficulties and troubles and these pits to God now in prayer. Pray as you think of these things. Lord Jesus, remember me and listen to the reply of Jesus. I am with you. I am with you. I am with you.